Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement. I'm Carol Dewey, founder of Perpetual Wealth Financial, and as always, my mission is to help you navigate the financial seas so you can get on with living. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that doesn't get nearly enough attention when a woman loses her spouse: taxes. Now, before you decide this sounds boring or overly technical, stay with me for a moment, because this isn't really a tax episode. It's an episode about surprises. And unfortunately, one of the most common surprises widows experience is discovering that the tax rules change when their life changed. In fact, one widow once told me, "Carol, I thought the financial surprises were over after we settled the estate. Then I got my tax return." That statement has stuck with me because it captures something many widows experience. They spend months dealing with paperwork, legal documents, beneficiary forms, account transfers, and emotional recovery. Then just when they think things are beginning to settle down, they discover another challenge they never saw coming: the tax implications of widowhood. The good news is that most tax problems are planning problems, and planning problems can often be addressed before they become expensive mistakes. So today I want to walk through some of the hidden tax traps widows should understand, not to overwhelm you, but to help you ask better questions before making important financial decisions. Because the goal isn't to turn you into a tax expert. The goal is to help you avoid unnecessary surprises. One of the biggest misconceptions I encounter is the belief that if household income decreases, taxes automatically decrease too. That sounds logical. After all, if there's one less Social Security check, one less pension, or one less person earning income, taxes should go down, right? Not necessarily. In fact, many widows discover that their tax situation becomes more complicated even though household income has declined. And that's because the tax system wasn't designed around how much money you feel like you have. It's designed around rules. Rules about filing status, rules about income thresholds, rules about deductions, rules about Medicare premiums, rules about retirement accounts. And when your marital status changes, many of those rules change too. Most women never see it coming because nobody talks about it. But understanding these changes can make a tremendous difference in your long-term financial security. Some financial professionals refer to this phenomenon as the widow's tax penalty. Now, that doesn't mean the government is intentionally penalizing widows, but it can certainly feel that way. Here's why. When you're married, you typically file a joint tax return. The tax brackets available to married couples are generally more favorable because they're designed around two people sharing income and expenses. After a spouse dies, those rules eventually change. You move from filing jointly to filing as a single taxpayer. And that's where many women are surprised. Because while household expenses may not drop dramatically, the tax brackets become smaller. Think of it like trying to fit the same amount of water into a smaller container. Eventually, things overflow. The result can be paying taxes at higher rates than expected. This often happens while you're still adjusting to life on a single income. That's why understanding these changes early is so important. Let's start with the most common tax surprise: your filing status. Many widows are unaware that the tax treatment they are accustomed to eventually changes. During the year of your spouse's death, special filing options may still be available. But after that period passes, you often transition into filing as a single taxpayer. At first glance, that may not seem like a big deal, but it can affect tax brackets, standard deductions, tax rates, phase-outs, Medicare calculations. The important takeaway isn't memorizing tax rules. It's understanding that widowhood often changes the tax environment around you. And when major financial decisions are made without recognizing those changes, unexpected tax bills can follow. The second tax trap involves retirement accounts. Many widows inherit IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, other retirement savings vehicles. And while inheriting those accounts can provide security, they can also create tax consequences if handled incorrectly. One of the most common mistakes occurs when money is withdrawn without understanding the tax implications. The account balance may feel like available cash, but in many cases, a significant portion belongs to the IRS. I've had women tell me, "Carol, I thought I was taking out $50,000. What they really did was create a taxable event. That's why it's critical to understand not only how much you're withdrawing, but what that withdrawal does to your overall tax picture. Again, this isn't about fear, it's about awareness. Because once money comes out of certain retirement accounts, you can't undo the tax consequences. Here's another surprise. Many people assume Social Security is tax-free. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. And many widows are shocked when they discover that Social Security benefits can become taxable depending on other sources of income. The challenge is that income often comes from multiple places: Social Security, pensions, investment accounts, retirement account distributions, interest, dividends. When those income streams interact, unexpected tax consequences can emerge. The result is often confusion. A widow receives her tax return and wonders, "How did this happen?" The answer is usually not one specific event. It's the interaction between several different income sources, which is why comprehensive planning becomes so important. Everything affects everything else. Now let's talk about something almost nobody warns widows about: Medicare premiums. Many retirees assume Medicare costs stay relatively stable, but Medicare uses income to determine what some people pay for coverage. In simple terms, higher income can mean higher premiums. And because Medicare often looks backward at previous tax returns, decisions made today can affect healthcare costs later. This catches many widows completely off guard. They sell an investment, take a large distribution, liquidate an account, or make another financial move. Then a year or two later, Medicare premiums increase. They don't connect the dots because the cause and effect aren't immediate. That's why planning ahead matters. Not because every increase can be avoided, but because surprises can often be reduced. Let's talk about another area where widows can get caught off guard: selling assets. This might include investments, vacation property, rental property, land, or even a home in certain circumstances. Many women assume, "If I sell something, I simply receive the proceeds." But taxes can be part of the equation. Now, before anyone panics, there are often favorable rules and opportunities available. The point isn't that selling is bad. The point is that understanding the tax consequences before selling is usually much smarter than discovering them afterward. I like to say the best tax planning happens before the transaction, not after. Because after the transaction, your options become much more limited. Now, after hearing all of this, some women think, "Maybe I should just leave everything alone." And honestly, that's understandable, but doing nothing has consequences too. One of the most common emotional responses to widowhood is avoidance. Not because someone is irresponsible, but because they're overwhelmed. The problem is that avoidance doesn't stop the tax clock. It doesn't stop deadlines, it doesn't stop opportunities, and it certainly doesn't stop future decisions from eventually arriving. That's why I encourage women to think differently. You don't need to make every decision today, but you do need a plan for making decisions eventually. There's a huge difference between intentional patience and indefinite avoidance. One creates confidence, the other creates anxiety. At this point, you may be thinking, "Carol, this sounds complicated." And you're right, it can be. But here's the good news. Most tax mistakes happen because people don't know the questions they should be asking. Once you know the questions, everything changes. You start asking, "What will this withdrawal do to my taxes? What will this mean for Medicare? Should this happen this year or next year? Are there alternatives? Is there a more efficient way to accomplish this goal?" Notice what happened? You didn't become a tax expert. You simply became a better decision maker. That's the goal. And that's where a coordinated planning team can make a tremendous difference, because the best financial decisions aren't made in isolation. They're made by looking at the entire picture. the investments, the income, the taxes, the estate plan, the healthcare considerations, everything working together. One of the things I love seeing is the moment a widow realizes that she doesn't have to be afraid of taxes anymore. Not because taxes disappear, but because she finally understands what's happening. She knows who to call. She knows what questions to ask. She knows major decisions won't be made blindly. That kind of confidence is incredibly powerful because confidence doesn't come from knowing everything. Confidence comes from knowing you are no longer navigating alone. If there's one thing I hope you take away from today's episode, is this: the biggest tax mistakes widows make are usually not caused by bad decisions. They're caused by decisions made without enough information. And that's completely understandable. No one hands you a tax guide when you lose a spouse. No one explains how the rules change. No one tells you what questions to ask. But now you know a little more than you did before. And sometimes that's all it takes to avoid a costly mistake. Remember, you don't need to become a tax expert. You simply need to ask better questions before making major financial decisions. Because when you understand the landscape, you can move forward with confidence instead of fear. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Navigating Abundant Retirement. If you found today's conversation helpful, please subscribe and share it with someone who may benefit from hearing it. And until next time, remember, you don't have to navigate the financial seas alone. I'm Carol Dewey, and I'll see you in the next episode.